This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, this is one of my favorites called Gomer the House Guest. It was aired on November 4th, 1963. It was written by Jim Fritzl and Everett Greenbaum, directed by Earl Bellamy. So a couple interesting things about this episode I can't wait to share with you. One is the person who plays Wally in this episode, and let me go ahead and mention Barney Fife is not in this episode, but as in other Andy Griffith shows, Don Knotts' character, Barney Fife, was mentioned in this episode, and it sort of keeps him in the flow, even though he doesn't make an appearance. But anyway, the gentleman who plays Wally in this episode is Trevor Burdett. Now, this is the only time he appears as Wally in the Andy Griffith show. Now, Burdett was born in Nashville, Arkansas, and by the way, he passed away in 1978. But he was a former engineering major. He attended both Northwestern University and University of Oregon. But surprisingly, he appeared in well over 100 movies. Now think about that, over 100 movies, and he's playing Wally in the Andy Griffith Show. He also appeared in a lot of television shows. I'm not going to mention them all, but Perry Mason, The Twilight Zone, The Adventures of Superman, and of course, Gomer Pyle, USMC. And this particular episode really highlights Gomer. He also appeared in the movie Abe Lincoln in Illinois in 1940, The Big Sleep in 1946 with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, Destry with Joel McRae, and McKenna's Gold in 1969 with Gregory Peck. So the gentleman playing Wally certainly has done a lot of acting. But anyway, this episode opens up with Andy driving up to Wally's filling station. And we see Gomer at the filling the gas pump telling a story to Jace. And you hear Gomer say several times in this part of the episode, "Be with you in a minute." And Andy gets out of the car and goes to the pop machine and sits back and has a pop and just watches what goes on. So Gomer's telling Jace a story. Another customer drives up, and long story short, the customer gets a little bit impatient and in a little while drives off, and Wally yells at Gomer. But Gomer takes it in stride and basically says that Wally is a wonderful human being. And then Gomer starts to put gas in Andy's tank, starts to tell him the same story he was telling Jace. Well, we leave this scene, and the next scene we see Andy and Opie in the courthouse and find out that Opie's written his chores on his arm. Now, this is really for the Keen Andy Griffith Show watcher. In this episode that we're talking about here, Gomer the House Guest, Opie mentions making 25 cents for an allowance. In an earlier episode, we saw that he made 27 cents, and this was the Opie the Spoiled Kid episode. So something happened where Opie is no longer making getting the 2 cents raise. So we're not quite sure what happens here, but again, if you're into those kind of things, you see a little bit of discrepancy, or maybe Opie has less chores. Who knows? But Gomer comes in and basically tells Andy that he got fired from his job. Now, again, I live in North Carolina. Grew up in North Carolina. Many of my relatives, instead of saying getting fired, would say getting fired. I remember joking with my dad. He'd say your car needs some tars, and I mean I'd say tires. He goes, "Yes, tires." You know, and I joke with him about that. So it's not unusual to see get fired and get tars. And again, that shows you how much attention Andy Griffith put into the Andy Griffith Show to make sure that it was real kind of talk you would hear in North Carolina. And again, I'm not saying everybody in North Carolina talks like that. They obviously don't, but this is really down home, small town North Carolina here. Well, in the next scene, we see Andy at home with Aunt Bee and Opie, and they're watching a television show called Shep and Ralph. And of course, this reminds me of Lassie, a show that I watched growing up. But Gomer's sitting there and he's watching, but he's talking through the whole episode, talking about his dog that had two names. Another thing I want you to notice in the episode, I'm going to be a little bit selfish here for a moment, is when Andy stands up, he stands with his thumb in his pocket. That's the name of my Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club chapter, is Thumbs in Pockets. And we named it after the fact that Andy a lot of times stands with his thumb or thumbs in his pockets. So after they miss the episode, they start to get up and walk away, and Gomer asks Andy what he can do to pay for staying there, if he can do some chores, and basically Andy says, "No, you know, you're our guest." Well, next scene, we see Andy in bed, and all of a sudden we hear Gomer sawing. So Andy gets wakened by Gomer, and he goes out and asks Gomer what he's doing sawing at 11 o'clock. And Gomer says, well, it didn't work today, and I'm not tired. And so, you know, Andy tells him, you know, could he just do it another time? And the next scene, Andy's asleep again. This time, Gomer wakes him up by working on the vacuum cleaner. And we see Aunt Bee and Opie rush down, too, because he's banging the vacuum cleaner on the floor. And in this particular episode, you see something very rare that you don't see much on Andy Griffith's show, and this is Aunt Bee with her hair down. And look how long her hair is as she's coming down from the stairs. And Opie just stands there and yawns in this part of the episode. Well, the next scene, you know, Andy, you know, basically tells Gomer before this scene ends, you know, that he really just needs to go to bed, and so Andy and goes back to bed, and so Gomer prepares to go to bed, and we hear some loud gargling. And what I really like about this episode, remember, Gomer actually lived at the filling station, Wally's filling station. So when he lost his job, he lost a place to live. So here's Gomer, basically a single bachelor living in a gas station. He can make any kind of noise he wants, won't bother anybody. Now he's forgetting that when he's in a house. And one of my favorite parts of this episode is when Gomer starts singing No Account Mule. No Count Mule sitting on a tin can. It's just one of the three verses that he sings in this episode. Another rarity you see in this episode is Andy can't sleep. So you see Andy smoking a cigarette in bed. Boy, that wouldn't play too well on television nowadays. But again, you see it in the Andy Griffith Show. Again, it's rare that you see Andy smoking. You only see it a handful of times on the Andy Griffith Show. But smoking in bed here is really a no-no nowadays. It's funny how things change. Well, in the next scene, we see Andy in the courthouse. He's obviously very tired. He's yawning, and he finally leans back in his chair, puts his feet up. He looks like he's going to take a cat nap, and Gomer barges in. And Andy basically tells Gomer he didn't get much sleep, and it was because of Gomer. And Gomer, you know, really feels bad about it. And Andy said, don't worry about it. Just try to go to bed, you know, at a good time. And Gomer says he'll go to bed when they do to try to avoid any noise making. So the next scene, they're back at the Taylor house. We see people going to bed, and Gomer's actually reading a comic book in bed. And this is something we'd see of Goober when he appears on the Andy Griffith Show later. One of the things I want to point out about this episode is Andy Griffith does some great acting. He shows continual frustration. He shows feeling sorry for Gomer. And a little bit later, you're going to see that he shows some anger. So there's a lot of, I think, sometimes overlooked acting that Andy does on the Andy Griffith Show. But this particular episode, he really does a good job of showing frustration. And I can imagine it must have been fun filming this episode with Jim Nabors. So anyway, they're in the bed, and what we find out is that Gomer is in the bedroom adjacent to Andy, and a gentleman named Luther drives up, and he yells from the street to ask for some help with his car. Of course, this wakes Andy up, and Gomer fixes the car, you know, just from telling him what to do at the window. Something to do with pulling out his choke in his car, and again, it tells you how old the episode is. Next, a guy named Merle Dean drives up with his truck, and he starts jumping up and down on his truck, and truck has shock problems. This is where Andy goes to the window and tries to quiet everybody down, and finally we see Andy get to go to bed. Well, the next morning, another rarity in this particular episode, we see Andy and Opie and Aunt Bee at breakfast, and they're griping at each other. Finally, Andy calms them down, and they realize that Gomer's really the problem here because he's keeping everybody from sleeping at least for two nights in a row. And Andy says he's going to take care of it. And just as soon as he decides he's going to take care of it, it sounds like he's going to be mean to Gomer. Gomer pops in. He's bright and cheery, singing No Account Mule again. So again, you see the looks on Aunt Bee and Andy's face. They're like, oh gosh, how are they going to tell us that this bright, cheery little boy that he can't stay in the home anymore? So again, in the next scene, we see Andy Taylor walking around Mayberry, and he walks up to Willie Jack, who has his car's making a noise, and decides he's going to give him a ticket. Here's where we mentioned Barney Fife. Willie Jack says he's just like Barney Fife, been hanging around Barney Fife too long because Andy's giving tickets. We don't see Andy giving too many tickets on the Andy Griffith Show. So the scene quickly switches over to Wally's filling station, which is just Andy and Wally. And Wally tells Andy he's had almost no business. As a matter of fact, Andy's the first customer he's had that particular day. So Andy drives home, and when he gets home, he sees in the driveway he's got a couple of vehicles there, and there's Gomer making repairs and messing up his driveway. And while he's there, more cars drive up, and Andy about has a fit. He says, okay, we're going to take care of this. And so We see, and I love this procession, we see Andy in the squad car, Gomer sitting on the passenger side door waving people on, and they're following Gomer down to Wally's. And everybody makes Wally's filling station full again. Wally dries up and says, "What's happening?" Basically, Andy tells him, said, "There's your business." And so again, Wally gives Gomer his job back and realizes that it's real important to have Gomer around if he wants to have a successful business. Now, the final scene in this particular episode is one you don't see on television hardly anymore. Again, they cut these out because of the commercials, the extra commercials they try to put in. But the final scene shows Andy laying down on his couch. And I don't know if you're like me, I love to come in and lay down on the couch and take a nap. And he's trying to do so because he obviously hadn't had much sleep. And here comes Gomer, busted in to thank Andy for his job and keeps Andy awake for a few more minutes. So again, a funny ending to Gomer the house guest. One of the things that I like about this episode, it really shows something that's important in the South and really important in business and in relations everywhere, is that, you know, in business, the social aspect is just important. You know, the Mayberry folks could have driven anywhere to get the car fixed, but they want to come to Gomer because they like him, they feel they can trust him, and Gomer entertains them. So I think we can all learn something from this moral of this particular story. All right, now for the trivia question. Gomer tells a funny story to Jason, beginning, starts repeating it to Andy, and he talks about the name of a rock in a pond where he's fishing. And that's what I want you to tell me. What is the name of the rock in the pond that Gomer's talking about? Again, this rock has a name, and you even hear Jace talk about how he's lived there 40 years and didn't know that rock had a name. So again, what is the name of that rock in the pond? If you think you know the answer, you can check your answer at burkeonmayberry.com, where you'll see the name of the episode, Gomer the House Guest. In parentheses, you'll see the answer. Or you can send an email to me at burke@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E, the letter I, Mayberry@mayberry.com. Burke@mayberry.com. Send your answer to me, and I'll let you know if you got it right or wrong. Again, I appreciate the comments that I get from all of you listeners out there. It really, really keeps me motivated to keep making these episodes, as you know, I enjoy doing them. I hope you have a good day or night, whatever time you're listening to this. And as always, thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And once again, thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.